You are with Phoenix 98 FM here at Stand and Calling Festival, and I am joined now by DJ Yoda. Good afternoon, Mr. Yoda.
Good afternoon, sir. Good to be here.
It's good to be here with you. Now, you are listed on Google as being a turntablist, so I know that I'm dealing with someone who's very good at this kind of stuff.
I don't know, there's people a lot better than me, to be honest with you. There are some DJs that I have to play with who put me to shame. So yeah, I operate within that field, but I don't claim to be one of the best.
Well, it sounds like you've been doing well for yourself anyway. Where did the name DJ Yoda come from?
It kind of got named on me. I never chose it personally, and a friend of mine named it upon me at one point very early in my career when I was making mixtapes. I was forced to just come up with a DJ name at one point, and I had a big Yoda toy by my turntables. So he was like, well, why don't you just be DJ Yoda? And I wrote it down on that mixtape, and I've been stuck with it for 25 years.
Well, it must be going down well with the Star Wars fans.
Yeah, well, that's the funny thing is that I mean, I like Star Wars, of course, just because of my age and, you know, I grew up on it and everything, but I'm not a mega kind of Star Wars geek. So sometimes people think I am and think that I'm going to know the names of planets and the lengths of spaceships and stuff, and I don't really know that stuff, but I do like it.
Good stuff. And so as you say, you've been DJing for like 25 years.
Yeah.
So, good stuff. Can you remember what got you into it originally?
I guess the music that I was listening to as a kid. I was really into pop music, obviously, when I was like 7, 8, 9 years old. And then in that era, which was kind of the late 80s, you would get a lot of kind of hip-hop versions of pop songs with little samples in and scratching and beats and stuff. And that was the stuff that really kind of caught my ear. And I was thinking, well, how do they have a little bit from a film, from an old film in this song? Or what's that sound of the scratching or the kind of drum machines? So that was the stuff that really kind of caught my ear and what I was trying to emulate with the first music that I was doing.
Excellent. Well, again, it seems to have served you well over time. Tell me about some of the places that you've played.
Oh, wow. I feel really lucky with that. And it's actually my favorite thing about the job that I do is the fact that I've got to travel the world with it, which still seems kind of unbelievable to me. I'm trying to think of the more far-flung places: Brazil, South Africa, New Zealand, China, all over really. I mean, there's only a couple of kind of in bigger, more important countries that I haven't been to. So every week I just end up somewhere random and different, which I love.
Possibly somewhere where you didn't even know had nightclubs.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I was playing in Greece last weekend, and that was pretty... I was playing in a club in Athens on a rooftop, and you could see the Acropolis from where I was DJing. So it's another one of those moments. I still get them now. Like, I can't believe I'm here. This is crazy.
Excellent. What can people expect from a DJ Yoda set? Kind of like, what sort of music are you playing at the moment?
Well, I really kind of always aim to make people expect the unexpected. So
good plan.
Yeah, I make it a point to play across all genres of music. Anything that I like, I'll play. And I try and judge it by the crowd when I'm right in front of them. So I never plan. I kind of just get up there and I think, oh, this crowd might be into reggae, I'll try that. Or this crowd might be into drum and bass or country music or, you know, whatever I feel like playing. But definitely there's always a kind of foundation of hip hop in what I do. And as far as today, I'm debuting a few new songs from a new album that I've just finished. So I've got some live vocalists with me, and that stuff is much more soulful. It's kind of like kind of jazzy, soulful, hip-hop kind of thing.
Excellent. Has your new record been released yet?
No, not yet. It's going to come out later this year. I haven't got a date yet, but I have got a name.
Go and tell us.
Home Cooking. Yeah.
Home cooking.
Yeah.
Was that inspired by any home cooking in particular, or it sounds like quite a metaphorical name?
Yeah, kind of, but quite literal as well. I mean, I've had a lot of songs and albums out that have been inspired by food, so this is just yet another one in that series. Love a bit of food.
He says while chewing away. Well, there's worse things that you could be obsessed with, I suppose.
Yeah, that's true.
Excellent. And so, if you do decide to break out in country music tonight, I'm sure it'll go get down a treat.
Yeah, let's see if it happens. We can't rule it out.
Good stuff. And what other gigs have you got lined up after this?
Oh wow, the summer's always really busy, and I'm kind of all over the place every week. Next week I'm in Dorset, I think, and then Cornwall. And then I'm up north for a Move-In Festival and Lost Village Festival. It's all festivals and it's all over the UK. And it's, yeah, all these dates are always on my website if people are interested.
Go on, give us the website.
djyoda.co.uk.
Nice and simple. we like it that way.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for chatting to us tonight, Mr. Yoda,
Duncan,
as you might also be known.
Yes, I am.
But have a great set tonight, and, well, good luck with your upcoming gigs as well.
Thank you very much. Good to chat.